Hello and welcome back to the weekly Brawl Rankings. This is your host, Masquerade, back with another episode. Today I'm going to be giving you guys a full guide on this weekend's Championship Challenge that will include brawlers you should be playing for each map and a bunch of tips that are just general tips or tips for the mode specifically. I should mention why there wasn't an episode last week, so you guys may have heard. But the West Coast and I think Texas and maybe a bit of the southern part of the United States got hit with a giant ice storm, and we had lost power for multiple days, almost close to a week. And I got power. I'm back in my dad's house, which is in Lake Oswego. These are just towns in Oregon. And he had power, but it was getting close to Saturday, so I thought I wouldn't record an episode just telling you guys what was up and wait for the main episode, which is what I'm doing now. So I had no power, I couldn't record, but I'm back now, and we can get right into it. I was going to do a gadget tier list, but then I thought that the last two gadgets for this update would be released next week, so it would be better to do that episode then, and then I thought, well, what am I going to do instead? Oh, the championship challenge is out right now, and will be out for the rest of the weekend, so why not do an episode on that? I know I am a day or so late on this. Like, I bet most of you, or a good chunk of you, have already done it, but just in case you haven't, or you want to listen to this and think of all the mistakes you made, here you go. So I should start with a few of the general tips that you should definitely take note of. You should definitely be sticking to your lanes on every single map, every single situation, because lanes are super important. If you somehow don't know what I'm talking about, sticking to a lane means that, well, imagine this. You have the map and most of you probably know what I'm talking about. Basically, you want one person in the center of the map, one on the left side, and one on the right. The reason why you can do this is because if you manage to come up against a team that also is using lanes, if you manage to win your lane against the person that's in line with you, you can help your teammates with their lanes, and then you're going to be 2v1ing the opponents, and then eventually it's just a chain reaction until you have full control. It's a really good idea. And if the enemies double down on one lane, or even triple down on, like, middle or one of the sides for some reason, then you and your teammates can kind of pinch them off. You and your teammates are hard to hit, while they are easy to hit because they're all clumped up. You can take them out and get control. So basically, sticking to lanes is really good for control, and as most of you probably know, control is essential in this game, in pretty much every single game mode. So be sure to stick to your lanes, it'll really help you out. Now, there's also a few strategies you can employ for the brawlers that you're picking. You can stick to the meta brawlers, so you can switch brawlers between games to the best brawlers for that mode and map, which is a good idea. You can also just stick to good brawlers that... Well, I mean, you and your team could maybe pick 3 or 4 brawlers that they play almost exclusively for the whole challenge, and while they might not be the best brawlers for every mode, they'd still be good, and you would improve and get better, basically just honing that brawler the whole time, and you'd basically be warmed up to that brawler really... I almost said really good. Basically, you'd become good at that brawler for the challenge, and you'd know what... I don't know. You'd get used to that brawler for the matches you're playing, and they'd become pretty good. You can also just play with some good brawlers that you're comfortable with. While this is a little bit of a riskier strategy, because if you really like playing, I don't know, Spike, but in this case, Spike is not that great on most of the maps, it might be kind of risky, but if you decide to do that, I don't think it'd be a bad idea. Next up, you should try not to get salty, because if you get salty, then you might... If you don't know, salty means basically you get upset. If you get upset, you might play a little bit more aggressively, and then you might just choke because you're playing very poorly. So try to stay calm. If you do get a little bit upset, it's fine. It makes sense. Just try not to play worse if you are upset. I don't do this, but I know some people do, and it's good to be aware of. You should also play with a team of 2 friends that are around your skill level. If they're below your skill level significantly, then it might be unfair for you because you have to kind of carry them, and you might just I mean, you just kind of get dragged down by your teammates. If your teammates are much better than you, then you'd be dragging them down. And if they kind of carry you, you're not really achieving anything. You're just kind of being carried along the ride. So get a team of two friends, preferably in voice chat, that are around your skill level. That just means trophies. I don't know why I had to say that. You're going to see on the different modes that I say that Nita and Jesse are good options, and while the statistics do support that, I personally don't think that I would want to use them, but the stats support them, so if you want to use them, that's up to you. I personally don't want to do it. Maybe it's because I don't like playing them, or I think they're annoying. I don't know. I personally do not support them. I will mention if a brawler that I mention can be used as both a lane brawler and a middle brawler, I will mention that. That might happen occasionally. You should also make sure your comp is balanced. So let's just say, for example, there's a map where two throwers are both very strong. You might want to decide against using both those throwers, because even though they're both strong brawlers, your comp isn't really balanced because double throwers might not work. That's a rough example. Basically, you want your comp to be balanced, as in brawlers that are generally not the same specific archetype, like three close range or three throwers. Basically, you want to kind of avoid that, unless it's actually a good comp, which is the case occasionally. And when one of your teammates dies, you should definitely fall back a little bit, because if you just stay where you are, you're most likely going to get, like, teamed on, or you're just going to get taken out, and that's not good, because you and your teammates are stronger together. So if you can wait for them to respawn, come back up, and you can attack as a full team, that is much better than you going in after they die, dying, and then giving the other team full control. So you should fall back a little bit when one of your teammates dies, so you can go in as a full team. Those are all the general tips that I could come up with for you guys right now. And we can get into the game modes. So for the first map is going to be Brawl Ball on Super Stadium. I mean, I guess a tip is if the entire team and the entire enemy team goes up one of the side lanes for some reason, you can take the ball through the middle and maybe just sneak it in behind them. That will happen occasionally. On the flip side, do not all bunch up in one lane, specifically one of the side lanes, because the enemy team could just sneak the ball into the goal when you're all in one space. So be sure to be aware of the enemies doing that and avoid doing that. You are at a much lower skill level in the first stage, so you might actually have enemy teams doing that. So be sure to take advantage of that if you can. Probably won't happen, but if it does, you can definitely do that. I'm trying to think of any other very specific tips. I don't think there's any others, so we can get into the brawlers. For mid brawlers, one of them is... Oh, I should also mention, these are in no particular order. These are just the best mids lanes that I could think of. And if one's better or worse than the others, I'll be sure to mention that. But let's get right into it. I think Jessie's a good mid for this map, just because even after the nerf, her damage is still pretty high. Her range is long enough to be good as a mid on this map. Turret is also very strong on this map overall. And I mean, I think just Jessie's damage and range justifies her as a mid brawler. Another mid brawler that you definitely could use is Amber. Amber is so good right now. You're going to see her in pretty much every single mode, I think. At least with a little bit of strength. And Amber's damage and range, like Jessie, also lets her be a mid brawler on this map. I guess the oil is decently useful for breaking up some of the grass on the sides if there's a lane brawler on the enemy team that's kind of harassing your team over in those bushes, so could be useful for that. But basically, just really high damage and good range is great for mid. And my last best mid is 8-Bit, basically for all the same reasons, especially once he gets his turret down, he can deal so much damage. So yeah, basically, any of those high damage, decent range brawlers can be good for a mid on this map. Now, there are also some best lanes that I have, the first of which being BB, and you should... Oh, I forgot to tell you which star powers and gadgets to use. That is also pretty important, I'd say. For Jesse, I'd say you should probably use Spark Plug, just because I don't find the recoil spring gadget too useful in most modes out of Heist, except for Heist, and potentially Siege. But for star powers, it's kind of up to personal preference. I think I prefer Energize, but they're both pretty good. For Amber, only has one gadget, and you should definitely be using Wild Flames, just because even though the reload one can be pretty nice, it can be kind of inconvenient trying to avoid shooting your puddles, but I would prefer Wild Flames. And for 8-bit, you should definitely be using Spark Plug. I could even just say use Spark Plug every single time you use 8-bit, because it's so good, and Boosted Booster is just so bad. So Spark Plug, and I'd say you could use the I'd say you should use the teleport gadget, but that's also kind of up to you. So moving back to best lanes, first of which is BB, only has one gadget, and the shield star power. I've heard that the pros are, they swear by the shield star power, and the speed star power is nowhere near as good as the shield one, just because if you aren't attacking, you basically have that really good damage reduction almost infinitely, which is really, really strong, especially paired with your healing gadget. So definitely should be using shield star power. BB should just go on the lanes. Maybe just the BB's presence could hold the enemy back. If they get close to you, you smack them away with the knockback, and if they get too close to you, you can just burst them down with your basic attacks, which is very possible. Playing a close range is always kind of risky, so you have to play pretty carefully, but BB's a really good choice for a lane, and I think I actually used BB in the challenge. Oh, I didn't even say how good I did in the challenge. That probably should have come very... You can tell I haven't podcasted in 2 weeks. So I played the champion... I always have trouble saying that. Gosh. I played the championship challenge with Questing Knight, as pretty much always, and Ronaldo from Brawl on. Questing Knight's from Crow Crew. I should have mentioned that. You probably already know that. And we got all the way to game 13, I think, which is the first game of Canal Grande. I don't like that map. It's just so weird how it's just two lanes, and it's just a really weird map that I really don't like playing on. Questing Knight didn't made it clear that he didn't either, and we did lose on game 13, which was a little bit sad, but we made it that far, so we got into over top 1%, which is still pretty good. And there wasn't a huge reward at the end. I mean, there wasn't really a reward at all at the end, aside from more star points, so I didn't really care too much, but a little bit sad that we lost there. It was kind of expected. I mean, just seeing Canal Grande as the last stage, I was just like, God, really? But this is so disorganized, just the episode structure. Back into the best lanes for Super Stadium. Oh gosh, I should probably take my jacket off at some point. I'm getting very hot. BB, was I done with BB? Yes, I was. I just was saying that I think I used BB, and it went very well. We went 3-0. I mean, in the first stage, you'd hope you'd go 3-0. Actually, it was funny, because right before we loaded into the first game, I was like, what if we played a sweat team in, like, the very first game? And wouldn't you know it, we had mirror comps in the very first game. And while we did win by a decent margin, it was still funny that I jinxed it with facing a decent team, with the same brawlers as us. So, yeah, that was pretty funny. Next good lane brawler is Sandy. This was the other brawler that I think Ronaldo, I think that was Questing Knight. I think Questing Knight played. Somebody was playing Sandy, I think. I don't know, I'm struggling to remember. Basically, Sandy has really good damage, and the range is just kind of perfect for being a lane on this map. You can be outranged some of the time, but the map is just kind of sized, so Sandy's shots are not too small. And the main reason for Sandy being one of the best brawlers is because of that super 9 seconds of full team invincibility is, as I've always been mentioning, is really, really impactful. And is the reason why Sandy is one of the best brawlers, and I would highly recommend using Sandy as one of your lanes. Another lane similar to BB is Jackie. I don't like using Jackie just because you don't have that 30% shield, you don't have the gadget to heal yourself, you're kind of vulnerable a lot of the time, and without your gadget being active, you're not nearly as fast as BB. Sorry for the moment of silence. Oh, I am very rusty. I don't know how my podcast is as big as it is. But Jackie, you can kind of keep them back just by being there. You're pretty threatening. And, oh wow, I might have to speed this up a little bit. But basically, she can hold them back. She can use the gadget to get on top of them and kill them. Her damage is pretty high right now, almost 18,000, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, she's kind of like BB, just a pretty good close range lane brawler to keep the enemy back. Another good one is Nita. Nita is pretty good with the buffed damage and bear paws along with faux fur gadget. Sorry, not bear paws. Bear with me, healing with 800 each time. So Nita with that bear is very strong. Pretty good damage just by itself as well. Again, like Sandy, pretty good range for being a lane on this map. Yeah, pretty good. Next up, I would recommend you might play Sprout just because of the bushes on the lanes that you could utilize with your star power and also potentially gadget, even though you might want to use Transplant. Sprout's damage is also pretty high, as we know. The super is always useful in Brawl Ball for clutch goal saves, which might not always save you in the end, but can sometimes be pretty clutch. Sprout, I don't think was recommended by the pros nearly as much as I might be saying. I don't know. But I think that Sprout could be pretty good and you might want to use him. Mr. P, also pretty good. Just with the constant spam of the porters is very, very good. Mr. P's damage is also pretty high right now. Over 1,000 per tick at max level, which everyone will be at. Don't know why I mentioned that. I always mention so many unnecessary things. But Mr. P, really good for control, pretty good damage as well, and also just the spam of porters is always annoying. For Barley, why would I introduce a brawler by saying four and then that brawler? Wow. I would also recommend you play Barley, potentially, just because the map is pretty good for the control of his attacks. His damage is decently high, he can have good control with his super and his sticky syrup mixer gadget. And lastly, I'd recommend Ruffs as a lane. Ruffs is one of the better lanes among the ones I've mentioned, just because his damage is pretty good. His super is also good for getting kills, and once you can upgrade your teammates, you're dealing a lot of damage and staying alive. So Ruffs, really good support brawler. I like the bouncing shots. I like his damage is pretty good, but not to mention his unload speed is pretty crazy. Oh my, another thing I forgot to mention. Speaking of Colonel Ruffs, I did unlock him and max him out with a few boxes. The reason why I didn't do it on recording is because there's nothing I could unlock from my boxes aside from power points. Just wanted to get into power 9. The day after, his star power came into my shop and I unlocked his gadget while getting power points for him. So I've maxed out Ruffs. I think I have him rank 10. I'm not really in the mood to push him, as I am with new brawlers a lot recently, but just wanted to update you guys on that in case you were wondering. There are some other okay options that you could use. For every single mode, I have like 5 to 10 okay options that you might use if you want to, but they're not nearly as good. I'm not gonna explain each of them, just gonna list them off in case you decide to use them. Okay options for Super Stadium would be Ems, Pam, Edgar, B, Byron, Leon, Surge, or Colette. So if you really want to use any of those, they might work. Even the okay options are even more viable in Super Stadium just because it's the first stage and you don't need to play the sweatiest brawlers in most cases, unless you play really early in the day, like me and my teammates did. Like my teammates and I did. And we faced other sweats, which was probably not a good tactic, but whatever. It is what it is. Moving on to Hot Zone, and I don't know really what this map's called. It's like Beetle something or Scarab Beetle or Scarab something. I don't know. The name does not matter. What matters is the brawlers that you should be using and the tips that you should keep in mind. First one, I should just really emphasize that lanes are important. Even in Hot Zone, where most people kind of want to stick to the middle, it's still not a good idea. You charge the same amount of the Hot Zone, even with one brawler in it, rather than three. So you still want to spread out, you still want to have those lanes. This map is definitely a lane map, so stick to lanes. It might be a little bit unintuitive, but still do it. It's a good strategy. let's see, maybe don't force control immediately, or don't try to force control if your teammates die, just because if the enemies get solid control, it can get pretty hard to get it back. So just play safe. Maybe if your teammates come back all as one, you might be able to take it back. So just play carefully. Don't think you need control all the time in order to win. Just play carefully and you should be fine. First mid brawler that you could use is Jesse. I didn't even mention which star powers or gadgets to use for the brawlers in the previous mode. Oh, wow. Okay. I guess I will do that. Ruffs only has one star power and gadget. For Barley, I'd use Sticky Syrup Mixer and probably the healing star power. Mr. P should be using... why do I always forget... Okay, service... No, revolving door. I always forget the name of that star power. And definitely the new gadget, Porter Reinforcements. I just had to remember that off the top of my head. For Sprout, you should be using the shield star power, and either gadgets work. It's up to you. Nita should be using Faux Fur and Bear Paws 100%. Jackie should be using Hardy Hard Hat star power 100%, only has one gadget. Sandy, Rude Sands, only has one gadget. BB, Shield, only has one gadget. And we can move back to the Hot Zone thing. Hot Zone brawlers. I'll try to say the best star power and gadget as I get to that brawler. So, Jesse, high damage, and the turret is kind of useful. Basically, just high damage, long range, and turret's useful. I mean, that's kind of the case for every time you do want to use Jesse. And for star powers and gadgets, I'd use the slowing gadget again, and I think, once again, both star powers are useful. I might lean towards Energize on this map specifically, or Hot Zone as a mode specifically. Next up is Sprout. Sprout is really strong just because of all the bushes just behind the middle that you can utilize your star power and or gadget with, not to mention the fact that Sprout's damage is really high, and that your walls from your super are very strong on this map. You can block off the middle, maybe if they decide to go around the left or right, you can block the lane. Basically, super is so useful on this map. For star powers and gadgets, I would 100% use the shield star power. The other star power is pretty much useless. And for gadgets, I would probably use Transplant just because it's pretty strong on this map given how OP the wall is on this map. But you can also use Garden Mulcher. It could be usable, but I recommend Transplant. And then the third mid brawler that I recommend is potentially Byron. He's still pretty strong. His damage is good. His range is great. His healing capabilities are also really awesome as well. So if you want to use Byron, that could work. But his health is kind of low, so maybe not. I think Sprout and Jesse, specifically Sprout, are the better mid options, but Byron could also be used. He only has one gadget, so I just had to do a mental check to see if that was actually correct, and it was. And for star powers, Kairos recommended that you... I mean, not recommended. He said that you can use either. It's kind of up to you. It's hard to see the value as for a star power, but when it does have value, it's pretty useful. I prefer to use Injection, I recommend you use Injection, but I think you could definitely use Malaise, and it could be useful, especially if you're against some sort of healer like a Poco or another Byron, which are both very possible. Moving on to lane brawlers, first one is Nita. Again, really high damage, really good, pretty good reload speed, and the Bear with Faux Fur and Bear with Me is such a good combo. I basically just said it, those are the star power and gadget you should use. I think another good one would be Penny, just because there are two very good spots on the lanes that are good for your turret, just little corners that the enemies would have to break walls to break, or go out of the way to break it. So turret is very good there. Also, damage is decent, range is decent, but it's mainly that mortar. The mortar's the star of the show when it comes to Penny. Very, very good option. Balls of Fire, 100%. Other star power is pretty much useless, and... once again, Captain's Compass is really good, and the other star power pretty much useless. Captain's Compass is good for Hot Zone specifically, because you can basically cover the Hot Zone with bombs and then fire because of the Balls of Fire star power. So Penny, very good option. I also recommend BB, just because with that get healing gadget and shield star power, you can stay alive, take a bit of shots on the lane, hold the enemies back. If they get too close, you smack them away or just kill them. Same with Brawl Ball, pretty much. BB's a bit of a riskier option, but I feel like you could definitely use her. Next up is Mr. P. Mr. P can put his turret behind the wall in the center, and it can just keep on spawning porters. He also just has pretty good damage, pretty good range. I'd recommend the handle with care star power, because this map is kind of long ranged. I think you can use either star power, but I think I might recommend handle with care. And definitely the new porter reinforcements gadget. So, Mr. P, also very good. One of the best lanes, by far, is Amber, just because of that really good range and insane damage. The value from your super breaking the enemy's center grass is also so useful, just in case they have a sprout, which they most likely will, especially if you're playing against sweats or just better players in general. They'll know how to play sprout. So Amber, insane damage, able to break the grass really well, and actually also can break the grass without breaking the walls, which makes your sprout, which you should be using as a mid, very useful for the walls. Because if you break some of the walls in the enemy's mid, you can't exactly just plug them off from the middle with your super, just because you have to cover more space and the walls might not be able to go that far if you break the walls. So Amber, great damage, great for breaking the grass. We're moving on to Sandy. Pretty good damage, okay range, but it's all about that super. If you can get everyone invisible, I mean, it's just so powerful. They basically can't get control if you play well. Sandy should be using Healing Winds, just because you know that the enemies are going to be wanting to go to the center. There aren't many bushes that they can hide in, and you can actually heal quite a lot from Healing Winds. So, surprise, surprise, use Healing Winds, only as one gadget. Forgot to mention which Amber abilities you should use. I say you should be using Wild Flames, and Amber only has one gadget. And the last really good lane brawler is going to be Mr. Ruffs. Colonel Ruffs, who has pretty good damage. Bounce shots can be useful some of the time, maybe not nearly as much as other maps, but I think it's all about that super and the support that the power-up gives. So, I almost said it again. Colonel Ruffs, really good option. And only has one-star power and one gadget currently. Other brawlers you could use are Tick, Ems, 8-Bit, Barley, Poco, Pam, and Edgar. Moving on to Heist. So, Heist, I guess, I'm trying to think of good tips. Okay, if there's someone attacking your safe, do not go defend your safe as an entire team. Because once you kill him, the other one or two people on the enemy team will just come at you and you'll be stuck defending, or they'll all come back and you'll be stuck defending. But if one or two of you go back and defend, then you and maybe one of your other teammates can go get control, maybe get some damage in. The enemies that are respawning or back in their area will have to deal with you, and they can't support their teammate that's attacking your safe and will respawn. So basically, if someone's attacking your safe, don't defend as an entire team, just because you need someone to kind of divert the enemies that are rushing at your safe. So that's a good tip. Don't rush in just to get a bit of damage and then die. Getting control is much better, because if you can get full control and all of your teammates can get some shots in on the safe, you're going to end up getting so much more damage. It's very much worth it to stay back and get control rather than go in and get a bit more damage. Unless, of course, that will take out the safe and win you the game, in which case, of course you would, because why would you control the game if you've already won? So, yeah. Moving in to the mid brawlers I'd recommend, we have 8-Bit as, in my opinion, the best one. 8-Bit is so good on this map. I'm pretty sure that was for a different mode. 8-Bit, such a good mid, just because his damage and straight attack are very good for trying to get control of the middle, just with how it's shaped. And his damage, extra credits gadget, which you should be using, and super are all insanely powerful for getting so much damage on the enemy safe, not to mention the fact that his range is super long, so you can get damage from very far away. You should definitely be also using Plugged In. And the other one is Amber, whose damage is very, really high. Range is pretty good as well. You can also use your super to break up some of the middle grass, which might be useful depending on the enemies that you're facing. And you should also be using the reload star power, which, while, yes, I said could be a little bit inconvenient, just having that reload, if you manage to get control, put some oil from your gadget right behind you, and you have that constant doubled reload speed, it's so powerful. So I would use the reload star power, but I'd say that's also maybe up to you. For the lanes, here are the brawlers I'd recommend. First of all, Nita, pretty good base attack damage, pretty good base attack DPS, as I've been saying, and the bear is also very strong. I think that you could use the foe for a bear with me combo, like you have for previous modes, but you could also use Hyper Bear just because it has insane damage for the safe. But overall, I think Nita is actually better for control than safe damage, and the bear can still get good damage on the safe, even without Hyper Bear, so I think I'd use Faux Fur and Bear with Me, but it might be up to you. I mean, if you're using Hyper Bear, you might use Bear Paws, I don't know. It might be up to you, but I would prefer the defensive controlling abilities. Another lane that could be used is Jesse. I should also mention that Jesse might also be a good mid, but Jesse, insane damage, and once you can get your turret locked onto the safe, especially with the recoil spring gadget activated, you can just get so much damage. As I just said, recoil spring gadget, and I think either star power could work, but I would recommend Shocky just because if the turret manages to lock onto an enemy rather than the safe, if it hits that enemy, it'll bounce and most likely hit the safe as well, or vice versa. If it hits the safe, it could also bounce off and hit one of the enemies. So while you can use both star powers, I'd recommend Shocky. Next up is Barley, whose shots are very good for control on this map, also has pretty good damage just by himself. I don't know, he can get control, get damage, he's decent for defense as well. Nothing else to say, really. I'd recommend you use the Sticky Start Mixer gadget just because if someone gets close to you when you're trying to get control, you can slow them down and probably kill them pretty easily. And I'd use the extra noxious star power just because that extra damage can be pretty useful for attacking the safe. Another lane brawler that you could use is Rico, whose bounce shots are very strong. If you feel confident with Rico, you could definitely go with him, even though I think most people probably should avoid him. But Rico, very good damage for the safe, very good for getting control in that middle, which has a lot of walls. You can get value out of his super bouncy star power, which you should be using, and he only has one gadget. Moving on, you can also use BB. I actually highly recommend using BB as one of your brawlers with the shield star power and only as one gadget, just because she can stay alive, she can rush up with her high speed, take out the enemy if they get too close, knock them back if you're trying to defend. Bubble can get a bit of damage, like around 6% on the safe from very far away. I actually saved a game in the championship challenge earlier today with BB's bubble, just taking out their safe. That was pretty hype. Also has pretty good DPS. If you manage to get on the safe, you can get some pretty good damage in. While I'd recommend just kind of staying back, getting control for the most part, just because your range is not that great. BB, very, very strong lane brawler for this map. Another one that you could use is Mr. P. Very good for control, and I mean, you could get control and then therefore damage. As I've been saying, his damage is also pretty good right now. I'd recommend the Porter Reinforcements gadget and Revolving Door Star Power just because this map is, for the most part, closer range. But if you want to use the other star power just because if you are attacking the enemy safe, or if you're maybe defending, the longer range might be useful, so it might be up to you, but I think I might prefer Revolving Door. And the last one is basically, as I've been saying every single time, is, why do I keep saying Mr. Ruffs? Is it because I said Mr. P right before? I don't know. Colonel Ruffs. His bounce shots get lots of value on this map. He has also decent damage, and not to mention the fact that his buff, or his power-up from his super, is very useful, especially paired with a brawler like 8-Bit or Amber. They both benefit from his power-up a lot. So Ruffs, probably one of the best lanes, probably should be using him. I think our comp consisted of BB, Colonel Ruffs, and I think 8-Bit in the middle, although it might have been Amber instead of Mr. Ruffs. I don't know. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, you can also use Amber as a lane, but I think maybe mid, I don't know. Amber's good for both mid and lane. It's kind of hard to remember to say that for every single situation where it applies. Other brawlers that you might use are Colt, Daryl, Penny, Edgar, Tara, Max, Sprout, Spike, and Surge. Moving on to the fourth stage in Gem Grab on Hard Rock Mine. Tips, obviously you should have a gem carrier, one person carrying all the gems if possible. Pretty general tip, also very important and should be mentioned every single time you mention tips for Gem Grab, just because it's like the most important thing. I'm trying to think of other specific tips for this map or mode. I don't know if there are any others. So, moving into the mids that you could use, one of them is Jesse, just because of the high range and high damage. Turret doesn't get a ton of value, but Jesse's basic attack overall is just pretty strong. You could also use Jesse as a lane brawler and should be pretty strong there. Definitely the best mid, in my opinion, is 8-bit. 100% of the pros recommended 8-bit as one of the best brawlers for this map in Kairos' video, so you know that the pros definitely think 8-bit should be used. I think he should be used too. We went 3-0 on Gem Grab with me being 8-bit as mid, had a few clutch teleports at some points. But 8-bit, just really high damage, really long range, good health as well, and once you get your turret down in a spot where it won't be destroyed easily, you're as fast as, like, BB or Leon. Very, very fast. So, high damage, high range, pretty good reload, high health, high speed. I mean, what's not to love? And lastly is Piper, who's also a very strong mid with Ambush, just because the really long range and damage is just so threatening. And you can also use your super to break some of the important grass/walls on the enemy's side if you manage to get control. Obviously, you're not going to suicide trying to get a super to break open the walls. You're going to do that once you get control, just because it's much safer. But Piper, also a very, very strong mid option. That's it for the mids. Moving to the lanes. One that I don't recommend as much, but I still decided to put in the best lanes, is Rico. A few months ago, when a championship challenge used Hard Rock Mine, just like this one, Rico is actually highly recommended for the right lane, just because his bounce shots can kind of take over that whole chunk of the map. And while he wasn't recommended this time, I remember using Rico the last challenge that he was recommended, and it went insanely well. So while he isn't recommended by the pros or the stats this time, I feel like you could use him if you wanted to, and it could go well. You might have to feel pretty confident with Rico for it to work, but if you want to, it could work. Next one is B. This one I wasn't too sure about, but I feel like B's range and damage can kind of carry her, even though the gadget was nerfed to the point where it isn't broken anymore, as far as I know. B is another one that wasn't really recommended by pros, as far as I could tell. But I feel like B is still a definitely choosable brawler for this map. Mr. P, very strong one. Highly recommend using him, just because... wow, massive brain fart. He has a good control. His damage is also pretty high. I'd recommend you... I haven't been mentioning the star powers and gadgets since... I'm trying to see where it was since. Since basically the beginning of Gem Grab. Oh, wow. Jesse, slowing gadget and either star power could work. 8-bit, plugged in, and the teleport, even though you might use extra credits. Piper, ambush, homemade recipe. Oh, God. Rico, I think either star power could work. I recommend super bouncy, only as one gadget. B, insta B-load, honeycoat's almost useless, and probably rattled hive. Back to Mr. P. He has good damage, good control aspect. The constant spam of porters is very, very strong for control. I'd recommend you use porter reinforcements gadget and probably handle with care, just because this map is pretty long ranged. Sandy, also a very, very strong lane option, just because of the super mainly, just the control it offers is insane, as I've been saying. Damage is also pretty good, range is decent for a lane, so Sandy also could use him. Byron, also a very, very strong one, just because of the support aspect of his healing, pretty good damage, and all really good range as well. Very good support brawler. Wouldn't recommend playing him as mid, just because his mediocre damage compared to Piper and 8-Bit, and his low health might make him unjustified, but you could use him as a mid if you wanted to. So good range, good damage, good healing, good support, good control. And lastly, once again, Colonel Ruffs. I didn't say Mr. Ruffs this time. Bounce shots are very good on the right lane specifically, and left lane, if you want to, I guess could also work. Super, with the power-up, as I've been saying, very beneficial for staying alive and getting a decent chunk more damage. And that's it. Other brawlers you could use are Nita, Penny, Pam, BB, Tara, and Sprout. Now, on to the last stage. Okay, if you lose on Canal Grande, don't blame yourself. This map is garbage, and I don't know why it's in every single competitive event ever. It's just so... It's dumb. I hate it. General tips. Actually, general notice or general thing that I should point out. There aren't really three lanes on this map. There's kind of two, but also not really, which is a reason why I don't really like this map, just because it's so weird. So sticking to lanes is a little less important here. You could either, at the beginning of the game, you could either split your teams up 2-1, 2 on one side, 1 on the other, to get control, or you could also go all 3-on-1. That's a little bit of a riskier choice, but could work out. It's just, this map is so weird. And I don't really have mids and lanes you could use, because there aren't really mids and lanes. There's kind of just lanes. And if every brawler's a lane, there's no point in calling them lanes, just because there's nothing different than lanes. Brawlers I'd recommend. Tick. Really good for control on this map if you know how to use him, and his last hurrah gadget is very, very strong. I think you could also use Piper. I didn't even mention which star powers and gadgets to use. With Tick, against other Ticks, you could use the well-oiled star power, but against everyone else, I think automatic reload is better. So, I think overall, automatic reload should be used. And for gadgets, Last Hurrah, that's basically the reason why he's on here. It's such a good gadget. Next up is Piper. You could use either star power. Ambush is good for early game where there's lots of grass, but late game where a lot of the grass will likely be destroyed, snappy sniping becomes better, so either could be useful. Homemade recipe is better every single time. Piper just has really high damage, good range, very good control. If you want to break up some walls or grass the enemies are using very well, you have your super to do that. So really good for control and getting kills from long range. You can also use Byron, also really long range, so getting kills is also not that difficult. You can support your teammates with that healing. Byron, still pretty strong. Sprout, definitely one of the best picks for this map, just because of the pretty good range, great damage, control from the super, and survivability when it comes to his gadget and his star power. Definitely should be using the shield star power, and I would recommend Garden Mulcher just because of how important survivability is in Bounty. Oh, that's a tip I didn't mention. Focus on staying alive rather than getting kills. And while that might be counterintuitive, you want to get kills, which means you don't want the enemy team to get kills. And if you don't want the enemy team to get kills, then you want to stay alive. And staying alive means having control. Having control means the enemies have to push you. Having to push you means you might likely get taken out. So that means that if you play defensive and let the enemies rush you, you should be able to take them out a lot easier than the vice versa. What are we talking about? Oh yeah, Sprout. Why did I... Oh, okay. Once again, big brain fart. The heat and the stuffiness of my closet might be clogging my brain with humidity, causing me to ramble stupidly and talk about me having brain farts. But Sprout, shield star power, and I think either gadget could work, even though I recommend the healing one. Oh yeah, that's why, because that's why I went into the whole tip thing, because you want to stay alive, and the gadget helps you stay alive. And the last brawler that I'd highly recommend is Mr. P, just because of the insanely long range with his can't handle with care star power, how good his control is, how good his damage is. As I just said, you should be using handle with care along with his Porter Reinforcements gadget. his porter reinforcements gadget is actually a lot better than I thought it would be. It's like, oh, you get one extra porter. What a big deal. Well, actually, being able to basically put that porter wherever you want is really beneficial. Because if the porter spawns basically in your area and has to roll its way or walk its way or use tread, I don't, what? How does the porter move? Does it hover? Does it roll? Does it like crawl with little spider legs? I don't know. if that has to go all the way from your side to the enemy's side to get damage, it's going to get taken out before it does anything. But if you can just throw it on top of them, it can immediately get value. So that's pretty good. And other brawlers you could use are Nita, Jesse, Brock, Penny, Bee, Jackie, BB, Mortis, Amber, and Colonel Ruffs. That wraps up all 5 maps. If you haven't done it yet and you managed to use this guide to get farther than you thought you would, or maybe even win, congratulations, because we couldn't win. I blame the map. We played perfectly. No, we didn't. Whatever. The map sucks. Canal Grande is wah. Boo-hoo. It sucks. Good luck, and unfortunately, probably most of you have done it. Other things that I should mention, the small creator tournament that I've been talking about for a few episodes is probably going to happen tomorrow, which means that the results and the overview and all that will be on next week's episode, so stay tuned for that. It might not happen, but I think everyone's planning to be ready tomorrow on Sunday. I think we're all done with the power outages, so episodes should continue normally, and I think that wraps up everything, so we can get into the reviews on Apple Podcasts that have been left over the past week. If you have not left a review, I would greatly appreciate it. It helps the podcast grow, and you'll be entered in a raffle for a $10 gift card once we hit 100 ratings. Looks like there are no new reviews or ratings this week, and it's been that way for the last few weeks, which is a little bit sad. Maybe there have been reviews, but it's doing that weird thing where they don't show up for a little bit. If you haven't left a review and I haven't read it on the show yet, I'm sorry, it will show up. If you haven't left a review and you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave one. I want more. And now comes the part of the episode where I threaten my listeners, because I do that at the end of every episode. Basically, I have a description in every single episode, and that description has links in it. And if you don't click all of them, something bad will happen to you. And the thing that will happen to you is you will face every single pro player imaginable in every single game of the Championship Challenge whenever you play it for the rest of your life. So basically, fifth challenge in a row that you faced SpenLC in game 1. Too bad. So yeah, I'm going to call them up. Hey, Spen, fight them. And you're going to die in the Championship Challenge because Spen's going to fight you. Even if you've already done the Championship Challenge for this week, you're going to have your progress erased. And when you try it again, you're going to go against pros. Even if they've already done it, they're going to like make a new account specifically to just murder your chances of winning. So if you don't want that to happen, click all the links. They are fun. And what's also fun is not losing the Championship Challenge because you face pros in every game. So if you don't want that to happen, click the links. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.